Joseph Chapman, brewer. Under the French regime, wine imported from Spain was very popular, mixed with water. Cider was made with apples from the apple trees planted by the first colonists as soon as they arrived. Under the British regime, that would change, because the British preferred beer. Many brewers, therefore, appeared on the scene, spurred on by British merchants and soldiers who came to settle in Quebec City and Montreal following the Seven Years' War. The clientele for this fermented beverage grew at a spectacular rate after nearly 10,000 loyalists arrived in the province of Quebec. The brewers of French origin adapted not only to the new socioeconomic realities while expanding their clientele, but also benefited from the technological innovations and expertise of the British. It did not take long to notice this rapid development, as the 1827 census of industries in Lower Canada counted 14 breweries, including that of Joseph Chapman. Chapman was born in 1772, probably in the United States. Following the American Revolution, Joseph Chapman, like 10,000 other loyalists, applied to immigrate to Canada in 1789. The first mention of Chapman in Montreal dates back to 1797. During his lifetime, Joseph Chapman worked in a number of fields as a merchant tailor, a landowner, a supplier of construction materials for the government, and, lastly, as a beer brewer. He also tried his luck in politics, where he ran against Louis-Joseph Papineau in March 1820 and lost. His many real estate properties included Maison Nivard de Saint-Dizier, which he owned from 1820 until he died on May 4th, 1839.